And welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special here on KZSU. It must be Monday at noon because it is the Lunch Special. KZSU Stanford.
My landlady treats me like I don't pay my rent. This car's my mechanic and I ain't seen it since. The phone's always ringing. I don't want to be alone. They're trying to sell me everything from heaven to cologne. Everybody's got an offer that I just can't refuse. It's a circus out here, mama. Your baby's got them sideshow blues. Well, it's all a big commercial. It's the video of man. It's a plot to put an end to my attention span. They make all these issues I never understood. If I thought I could change things, I'd run out to Hollywood. But it's so hard to kick a door down when you ain't wearing no shoes. It's a circus out here, mama. And baby got them sideshow blues. Got them sideshow blues. I want to tame a lion. They centering rich kids. They're not even trying. Go from college to the big top, taking all of the best positions while I'm all in this tent with all these freaks and musicians. Out in this tent with all y'all freaks and musicians, I'm owning them sideshow blues. I try to tell my girlfriend she's the only one that I got. There's a girl I hardly even know that keeps on telling that she's not. She's got a loaded pistol, waves it all the time. She says sometimes you have to kill a boy just to keep his ass in line. At least that's the way she sees it. She says she saw it on the news. Circus out here, mama. Baby's got them sideshow blues. People play satanic records, man. You don't know when they'll freak. From a quiet kid into a maniac into a movie of the week. We're killing over cocaine. We're dying over sex. We're bowing down and praying to whoever gonna cut some checks. And then I go to church on Sunday. And brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. I cannot help but sleep in the pew. It's a circus out here, mama. Your baby's got them sideshow blues. It's a circus out here, mama. Hey, your baby's got them sideshow blues. See y'all in just a second.
And welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special here on KZSU. And today, from the Community Media Center here in Palo Alto, Brad Sanzenbacher. Sorry about that. Brad, welcome to KZSU.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And you're a recent transplant from the East Coast out here, working at the Media Center now. You got quite a few irons in the fire. We're going to talk about closer to the bottom of the hour. But who was that we just heard from?
That was a songwriter by the name of Todd Snyder, who I was actually first introduced to out here in San Francisco. I saw him at the Great American Music Hall back in February, and I've been obsessed ever since. He's amazing.
Was that the first time you'd been in that room?
It was. That's an amazing venue.
Yeah. It is, isn't it?
It's incredible.
Yeah, originally made for stage plays, and one of the very few last remaining, because San Francisco had a lot of those, and now it's one of the last ones. Great, and I love the fact that they saved it for music. Is there a theme to the music you brought today?
I don't know if there's a theme so much. Yeah, I guess a lot of them are very Americana. I love Americana music and kind of alt country, I guess some would describe it. And that's what I brought a lot of today.
Of course, you're a published songwriter too, right?
That's correct, yeah. So I brought some of my own music as well.
Perfect. What are we going to hear next?
Actually, right now we're going to hear one of my own songs that I wrote back when I lived in the Baltimore area. It's called Back at the Beltway.
And will you be performing it?
I will not be performing it. It's going to be on a CD off my record, Fear and Drought.
Thank you. pretty good, I hear. And you run away from me when I am near. And I hope that you're not ashamed.
Cannot go outside, and it sucks that this is all that we have known. the time when you're by my belongs to a cup of rose. Children in the playground, the folks in the home, anybody anywhere who's ever been alone. Is everything cuts against the tide when I hear that
in case you just tuned in, this is another edition of the Lunch Special here at KZSU. And today, from the Palo Alto Media Center, the Youth Services Coordinator, he's also a musician, singer, and songwriter, Brad Sensenbacher.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you. I don't want to butcher that name. Brad, who was that we just heard from?
Well, that last song was Uncle Tupelo, another band that I'm really into, featuring Jeff Tweedy from Wilco before he was in Wilco.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of them. Yeah. I haven't heard their music, but that's, yeah.
Yeah, before that, we heard one of my songs, Back in the Beltway.
And that was you singing and performing?
Yeah, it was. I think I misunderstood your question. That was me performing the song, yes.
Cool. Good, good. And you put together the band for that record.
That's right, yeah. I recorded it last year in D.C., and all the musicians on it are either friends of mine or people who I became friends with through the process of making the record. So,
is it out now in the world?
Yeah, it's online right now on my website, bradsansmusic.com, and I'm working on getting some CDs made and some other means of distribution.
People could go online and listen to it?
They can, yeah.
Cool. Well, we try to play as much music as we can on this show, so let's get back to it. What's coming up?
Sounds great. Let's take some B.B. King off.
Okay.
Go to some B.B. King. Slow and easy. It's wrong.
when you're moving simply.
To die, trails spent with fear, not enough living on the outside. Never seem to get far enough, staying in between the lines. Hold on what you can, waiting for the end, not knowing when. May the wind take your troubles away. May the wind take your troubles away. Both feet on the floor, two hands on the wheel. May the wind take your troubles away. Guitar and settle down. Catching an all-night station somewhere in Louisiana. It sounds like 1963, but for now it sounds like heaven. May the wind take your troubles away. May the wind take your troubles away. Both feet on the floor, two hands on the wheel. May the troubles away. May the wind take your troubles away. May the wind take your troubles away.
A little soothing singer-songwriter material for your Monday afternoon here on KZSU's Lunch Special with the Youth Services Coordinator from the Palo Alto Media Center, Brad Sanzenbacher. Brad, who was that?
That was San Volt, another Uncle Tupelo spinoff.
Yeah, talk about that. We were talking about that off mic, and you kind of know the particulars about that. It all kind of emanated out of Wilco, is that what it was?
No, it started with Uncle Tupelo, and then Jeff Tweedy and Jay Farrar went their separate ways about 15 years ago now, and I think there's still some resentment there. They haven't made up yet, and refused to be seen in public together or anything. And
wow.
But they spawned two great bands, so I'm not complaining.
Uncle Tupelo and San
Volt and Wilco are the spinoffs of
Okay. So it was Uncle Tupelo first, and Wilco came out of that.
Yeah, exactly. They split off.
And is Wilco still together, right?
Yeah, they're putting out a new album in a few months.
Yeah, they're like big, right?
Yeah, they're really big. To the extent that that a band can be pretty big.
Did they kind of sell out, you know, from their original sound? Did they get commercialized, or are they still as authentic as they were when they were hungry? Usually money kind of, you know, can do that to you.
Yeah, because they were popular before they were together. I don't know if they were ever hungry,
mm-hmm.
but But no, I think they've evolved a lot. I don't think they've ever sold out.
Oh, okay. So they're still got that same
other
original.
Other people might argue that. I mean, they've had songs in commercials and things like that.
But oh, have they?
Sound-wise, I don't think that they've sold out.
You still like them?
Yeah, I'm still a fan.
Cool. Well, let's play some more music, and then we'll get into some of your quite a few jobs, not only around here, but where you came from, too. What do we got up next?
We're going to play another one of my songs. It's called Mount St. Helens.
All right.
Well, I hope I'll be notified when you decide that you are on the way on out the door, looking for more and what's in store. We cannot say, walk for miles, pretend to smile. I'm in denial every day. I'm on my knees, I'll swim the seas, hear my pleas, but you can't stay, 'cause I know. Flowers on Mount St. Helens blow. Walk with me to the great blue sea where the birds are free and drifting in the wind that blows when we walk the roads where no one goes and hope we won't begin to start a fight that lasts all night and have to make it right again. When the sun, we'll know we're done. We'll know there's no way we could win, 'cause I know you got a lot to do. And I'll be back here digging myself into. And waiting for the flowers on Mount St. Helens to bloom. And I'll send you down the road. I'll kiss your cheek and I'll let you go. And the dusty trails, I'll tell the tales of how we met on a freezing day beneath the gray. Was astray and I was wet. We've come too far, we're in our hearts, and if we part, we won't forget. Chase your dreams, I know it seems it could redeem all your regrets, 'cause I know. Flowers on Mount St. Helens to bloom. Yeah, I'm waiting for the flowers on Mount St. Helens to bloom.
back now with the guest today, Brad Sanzenbacher. I got to say that slowly. I don't want to mess it up. Anyway, who was that, Brad?
That was a band called View from the Bay Area. I don't know where they are now. They seem to have vanished sometime around when I was like a freshman in college.
Hmm.
When I first moved to the Bay Area, I tried to find them, and they don't think they exist anymore.
Well, but you know, bands have a way of coming in and out like that. You know, they're formed,
exactly.
And they can dissolve in seconds.
Exactly. So,
we were just talking about bands breaking up, right?
Yeah,
and then
caller
becoming something else. And anyway, you were born in Carroll County, Maryland. You went to Stevenson University in Maryland. You studied film and video theater. After college, between 08 and 2010, you were a freelance video production specialist. And you worked with kids in the Maryland Leadership Works program.
Yeah, Maryland Leadership Workshops. It's a nonprofit in Maryland.
Okay. And at the same time, you were playing alone and with a band and creating, I guess, your album at that time too, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
And so then, and we talked about this off mic, you decided you were going to move out here. It was partly about your girlfriend, but you started looking for a job out here, and you came across the Media Center here in Palo Alto who had an open position, but it was a unique spot.
Yeah, definitely. It was it's Youth Services Coordinator, and it involves a lot of video production and kind of just general technical skills that you kind of have to have been, you know, studied video and then worked in the field a lot to know how to do. And then it also had this youth element that I had a lot of experience with from my time with Maryland Leadership Workshops and working with kids from all over the state of Maryland. Maryland's an interesting state. It has portions that are very much like Appalachia, and then it has portions in inner city Baltimore that are very much, you know,
like inner city Baltimore.
Yeah, you know, we've all seen The Wire. So I had a lot of experience working with kids from different types of backgrounds, and it really kind of fit the area here in Palo Alto, where you have, you know, I work with kids in East Palo Alto, and I work with kids from Palo Alto itself, so
mm-hmm.
a lot of different types of kids that I work with.
Yeah, we talked off mic, too. You explained that there was a lot of candidates for the job, but one of the things that you brought was experience from both areas that not a lot of people have, working with kids and the video part of it, too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The production part of it.
Yeah, exactly. I think there are a lot of production people are very much technical and maybe don't have that ability to relate to people, let alone teenagers.
And when you were working with the kids in Maryland, you probably never thought in your wildest dreams that might be one of the things that would land you a job like this out here in California.
Yeah, I didn't really know what I was doing, but I enjoyed doing it, and so it was it was a good fit at the time, yeah.
That's a trip. And then 2 days a week, besides working at the Media Center, 2 days a week you go over to East Palo Alto and you work at the 49ers Academy. Now, what is that?
The 49ers Academy is a really special place in East Palo Alto. It's part of the Castaño School, and it's for 6th through 8th graders. So it's a middle school that's basically funded by mostly by Steve Young and Jerry Rice, but also some other other organizations provide funding for it. And we have a TV production class that I teach in the after-school programs as a partnership with the Media Center.
How old are these kids you work with?
Mostly they're 6th and 7th. They're a couple 8th graders.
So they're like in their teens?
Yeah, they're early teens. And they're a lot of fun. And I work with John Colleton, who is a excellent music teacher and teaches Photoshop. He teaches all sorts of media skills to these kids. And every few weeks we go live with our Live at 49ers program. It's a news show the kids produce.
Hmm. And this can all be found on the Community Media Center, website or on their cable channel.
Yeah, we run it on our cable channels.
Not just here in Palo Alto, but I think it's part of the Mid-Peninsula cable access.
Yeah, exactly.
It's part of that, too. So everybody on the whole peninsula will probably see that, right?
Yeah, Palo Alto, East Palo Alto, Stanford, Menlo Park, and Atherton.
What's the website for the Community Media Center if people want to check that out?
It's midpenmedia.org, and I hope people will check it out. We have a lot of information
Definitely.
There.
And talk about the Media Center, because I know people know about it. A lot of people in Palo Alto watch it. I've had on a local activist on the air here for quite a while who produces a show down there, Mr. Paul George from Peninsula Peace and Justice. He does a once a month thing. The Media Center is really diverse and really spread out, does a lot of different stuff. Talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, the Media Center is an amazing public access facility. Probably one of the top in the country. It's we produce over 500 shows a year that are all produced by our volunteers. And it's a place where people of any ages, I'm just in charge of the youth programs, but we have programs for adults. They can come in and keep learning. Programs where, you know, families, we have had a program recently where a father and son participated in our Zoom-in video collaborative together, a high school-age son and an adult father. And they both had a great time learning to make videos together and shooting and editing their projects. So it's really, there's something there for all ages. And really, it's just about making people in this community aware of what's going on in the community and giving them the power to produce their own shows and kind of share their viewpoints.
Mm-hmm. And you said that you do a show with the kids at the Media Center there. Mm-hmm. A little, what, they do like a news show, commentary show?
Actually, we have a kind of a revolving format show. I have a group of kids called the Youth Advisory Council. And it's a group of high school kids that runs throughout the school year. So they apply and get selected in August, and then they go through May. Our last meeting's coming up in a few weeks. But the first half of the year is all filmmaking. They learn kind of documentary style, also narrative filmmaking. The second half of the year is TV studio production. So right now we're in our studio program. They've produced three shows already. One was kind of an improv comedy show. One was an issues-based talk show. There's one coming up that they have. They're shooting one tonight. It is, I think it's another sort of performance-based show. I think it's a talent show. So it's a revolving format. The kids do the producing, and they choose what the shows are going to be.
Do these shows have audiences?
They don't have a live studio. We haven't had one with a live studio audience yet, but that's more their choosing. We could, you know, that's an option that they have.
Might be someone you want to see if they want to do. You know, that'd be totally different, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be really.
Get that live audience reaction. And
yeah, definitely. I think because they're still kind of in the point where they're learning all the timing that's necessary with live production, it would be hard. We do sometimes have to do little stops and start again, but I think when they get to that point of being able to make it through an entire show, that's definitely something to continue.
Now, are these shows all archived, so if somebody went on the website, they could see them too?
Yeah, I'm putting them online. I don't have a hard URL where they can be found. We have a YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/TheMediaCenter5.
Okay.
And that's where a lot of the content from the Media Center can be found.
All right, cool. Well, let's get back to some more music with our guest today, the director of the Youth Services. He's the Youth Services Coordinator at the Palo Alto Media Center, Brad Sanzenbacher.
Yeah, that's right.
And what are we going to play next?
I think we're doing this this Uncle Tupelo reality tour today. I think we're going to come out to a Wilco song now.
Cool.
Yeah.
To be an echo, riding alone, town after town, toll after toll. A fix paying out through the great southwest to forget her. She appears in his dreams. In his car and in his arms, a dream could mean anything. A cheap sunset on a television set could upset her, but he never could. Remember to remember me, standing still in your past, floating fast like a hummingbird. His goal was to be an echo, the type of sound that floats around and then back down like a feather. But in the deep chrome canyons of the loudest mountains, no one could hear him or anything. So he slept on a mountain. Spray of the great Milky Way would
there's nothing going on in town this afternoon. So we polish up the truck and we wait for the moon. The night passes by and everything's fine. Polish up the truck and we give it a shine. Check all the fluids and we pump up the tires. We polish up the truck and we pray for fire. Well, the ping pong table is starting to wear, but we don't keep score cause it just don't care. And we raise up the boom and shoot hoops up a ladder, but we don't keep score cause the points don't matter. And there's no referee, there's no umpire, and you don't keep score when you're praying for fire. Well, it hasn't rained a drop in 81 days, and the whole damn valley is ready to blaze. A match could burn this place down to the ground. The whole damn valley is dead and brown. In my 21 years, it's never been drier. We're bored to tears and praying for fire. Up, it's electrical storming, and the bell finally rings when it hits a transformer. And the storm brings lightning, but it doesn't bring rain. And the bell finally rings when someone sees flames. Doesn't take long to see the problem is dire. The bell finally rings, and we got us a fire. Like a city of matches. Whole town gone. We had the truck pumping, but it couldn't be fun. People were heading for the outside of town. We had the truck pumping, but it couldn't be drowned. The city was burning, was a sight to admire. We had the truck pumping, but it couldn't stop the fire. But this ain't what we wanted. Gone are the places where we first fell in love. Prayed for a fire, not a death from above. But it just kept spreading like a terminal cancer. We prayed for fire and our prayers were answered.
And that was Brad Sanzenbacher.
That's right.
On the guitar and vocals there, right?
That's correct.
And that's off your CD now. You don't have actual copies of it. You're getting copies of it made, but people could go online.
Yeah, people can go online and buy it.
What's that, or listen to it too, right?
Yeah, they can listen to a couple tracks. And,
what's the website you got?
It's bradsansmusic.com, B-R-A-D-S-A-N-Z music.com.
Okay. Perfect. And winding down now, what was just before that? We played two in a row, right?
We did. We played Hummingbird by Wilco.
Uh-huh.
And we played Praying for Fire off my album.
Cool. We didn't mention that B.B. King either. That was just before we had our little talk.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a really cool B.B. King. What you said that came off an album you've had for a long time.
Yeah, I don't even know what compelled me to buy that album. But I bought it when I was in high school, and it's one of those that makes its way to the surface every now and then when I'm listening to music. And mm-hmm. I've always enjoyed it.
Did B.B. influence you at all in your music?
I don't know if he influenced me. I'm not really that great of a guitar player. I'm not a blues player at all. But I like his I wish I could say he influenced me because I like his groove that he has going on. And his,
well, it got in your ears, so somewhere definitely. It kind of oozed out through your fingers or your voice or something.
Yeah, exactly. He's very musically just kind of groovy. He's just got a great sound. I don't know how to describe
BB.
It.
BB. That's yeah. BB, yeah. Just say his name. It's synonymous with all that, for
exactly.
sure. Let's play this hour out. And what do we got coming up next, Brad?
We're going to play one more song off my record, I guess. I ran through all the other songs I burned to bring with me. So we're going to play Dry Town. It's a song that was inspired by actual events, and it is, it's become one of the songs that people most often associate with me.
Oh, okay.
Dry town, what a sad place I found. I'm leaving tomorrow, I can't stick around. Dry town, no, I can't stick around. I've got too much sorrow that I've to drown. When the sun it was orange and the air it was hot, I thought about the things that I knew you forgot. You forgot all of our seasons, you forgot all of our years. Dry town, what a sad place I've found. I'm leaving tomorrow, I can't stick around. Dry town, no, I can't stick around. I've got too much sorrow that I've walked away hurt. We're silent like children, and though we have grown, we walk side by side, but we travel alone.
And for those of you that want to hear that show after today, we want to let you know that our wonderful producer, Blue, always makes sure that this show gets archived to the website Radio For All, the number four, radioforall.org. She usually gets it up that day, the day of the show, or the day after. That means you can go up and listen to the show, show it to your friends, or whatever. So anybody that likes this show and you want to hear it into perpetuity, check out radioforall.org and just type in lunch special in the search window. And Brad, we're kind of winding down. That's an hour that just passed by real quick, didn't it?
Yeah, it did pass by really quick.
Radio time is like dog years. It goes by twice as fast.
Yeah.
That was you again.
That was another song. Yeah, I had planned on playing mostly other people's songs, but mm-hmm. I ran out, and so it looks like it's just the Brad Sansenbacher hour for the rest of the time.
Very cool. And you said something just before you started that song. You said this is a song that a lot of people associate you with.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I just have a few friends in D.C. who still cover that song, and when the first time I played it, it just became, you know, people would see me and they'd say, hey, it's Dry Town Guy. So, yeah, it just became, I guess it's a really catchy song. I think people get it stuck in their head. So,
cool.
Yeah.
We've come down pretty much to the end of the hour, time for the last song. Once again, though, the Media Center, you're producing shows with youth there. You also work at the 49ers Academy over in East Palo Alto. But give up the website for the Media Center again, and some if folks want to check out what's going on over there.
Yeah, it's midpenmedia.org, and please look us up. We have a lot of amazing things going on for people of all ages, a lot of great things going on for youth, and we'd love to have you or your teenagers or kids even younger than that in our summer camps or just in our doors learning about media.
And it's, but like you said, it's free and open to the public. You can go volunteer there, right?
Yeah.
And get trained up and all that?
Yeah, we have some classes that you can get training on and then participate as a volunteer on studio shows and eventually work up to producing your own show.
Okay. And also, you're going to link, we're going to link to Brad's website. So if you go on the Radio For All link, you can get to his link as well. And what are we going to go out with here?
We're going to go out with another song from my record. It's called Abolition. It's a freedom song.
Okay. Very cool. Thanks once again for coming in. Come back soon, okay?
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a great afternoon.
All right.
In my darkest hour, I was tired, pained, and weak. My eyes, they could not open, and my lips, they could not speak. I dug myself a shallow grave and cut a length of rope. When John the Baptist spoke to me, said, child, don't lose hope, for I've heard stories of a man whose eyes are cold as steel. Frederick Douglass is his name, and I assure you he is real. I was not born yesterday, but still I'm not so old. Never taught to read or write, just as I am told. The whipping was my teacher, my gashes were my grave. Then word spread of a woman who threw the moonlight away. Her courage is contagious, and her cunning is well known. Change in the air. that others are in need. Many are just children, beaten, bound, and sore.